After taking so many hard decisions that no one around me would take, I realised I'm not ordinary. All the famous singers have singing coaches that don't sing as good as them. It's my job to teach, not speak the language. Before you break that fourth wall, everything you feel is the truth, right? All your experiences yourself is the truth. And you're not very good at stepping out and just seeing it all as a big objective thing. 20 years later, with this experience, I understand how badly prepared they left me for the world. We are where we are. Let's try and move forward in a more open, collaborative, realistic way, which neither the right or the left is achieving, because it's based in ideals, how things should be, rather than the reality of how things are.
Why is there this association between digital nomad and, like, person who doesn't understand the local culture? Person who wants to show off.
So it's becoming forever more easy to govern us badly. I remember a country that had a big sense of dignity and personal sovereignty, where people would say, "How dare you?" when power overstepped the mark. That's what keeps a democracy. Not laws, it's an attitude. It's a cultural, political attitude. How dare you? If you're traumatized, you're much more likely to perceive yourself as a perpetual victim and never realize your aggression, your disrespect for other cultures, your imprint as a digital nomad. They can't stand people like me because they're sourcing their sense of power and self-esteem and elevation from this fantasy world that I directly contradict. Love is what will make you face a lot of pain in what you're doing. I can't even describe, like, the amount of minds I have working at the same time whilst I'm writing, and how my head overheats and the tension I feel in my body. The only thing that will make me face that is love for what I'm doing, love for learning, love for the world, love for making other people fall in love with life, which is, you know, what learning has a massive capacity to do.
Visit the link in the description or go to strolling.rosano.ca to hear the full episode.